Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.
The Edmonton Oilers need our help.
10-year-old Axel is a huge Nuge, fan and sent the Oilers a note along with a hockey card wanting an autograph, but there was no return address. So 10-year-old Axel, we don't know where you live, but they're trying to spread the word so we can find out who this kid is so he can get his signed card back.
There's going to be a lot of 10-year-olds named Axel pretending that they're Nuge fans this week.
There's going to be a lot of 40-year-old men pretending they're 10-year-old boys named Axel this week. Power.
Tony Roma is a place for ribs. It's also a place you may find closed doors at, as four of the locations in Edmonton have put up signs that said the lease will not be renewed, leaving, I believe, like three other spots that are still open.
Like Sherwood Parks is still open, Calgary Trail. But anyway, it's sad. They're not responding to anyone that's reached out asking why. And I think I've figured it out. Ribs are so good, but you never order them. Why don't we eat ribs more? When you're eating a rib, you're like, this is so good. I can't believe I don't eat this once a week.
Right. And they're actually like fairly reasonably priced, easy enough to cook. You can overcook them and they're still delicious.
So we need to support
the rib industry,
a bit more.
Well, because, yeah, they are probably the most well-known place for ribs.
Exactly.
It's in their slogan, or was years past. I don't know if they still use a place for ribs as their slogan, but.
But knowing that there's three locations still open, that's your dinner plan tonight.
You got to support. If you like ribs, you have to go and support the final three joints. I think what happens is there ends up being so much hype for new spots in a city the size of Edmonton. You get some pretty cool places rolling in. Like, just think of the hype that Popeye's got. Mm-hmm. Think of the hype that this Jollibee's getting.
They're still lined up outside the door.
Yeah.
And they opened like over a month ago now.
And Pete's Drive-In.
It's coming to Edmonton as well. That's
people
the thing.
Are going to be lined up at it. So people get really excited about new and fresh, you know, concepts and things that the city hasn't had before.
We can't forget about the OGs.
Can't forget about the OGs.
Including Olive Garden, the OG.
Especially all the locally owned joints,
well,
the OGs.
There's so many restaurants in Edmonton to the point where, like, I've lived here my whole life. And there are several restaurants that I'm like, I've never been there.
But
I
want to go
I
still.
I want to try that place out.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, you got to say, nope, I got to go support my boy. My boy Tony.
Yeah, it's too bad everybody's broke. That's the problem.
We're all so broke.
Yeah, I'd love to go to every restaurant in Edmonton. I can only afford to go to three of them. New TV show that is getting a lot of people talking, set to hit the UK. And it's called Meet the Family, but Meat is spelled M-E-A-T. Explain the premise, Lise.
So there are four families who are heavy meat eaters that will have to take in a farm animal and treat it as a family pet for 3 weeks. So the animals featured in these episodes so far that have been filmed, a lamb, a pig, a chicken, and a calf.
Doesn't that sound kind of like most farms, though? Like,
yeah.
People treat their animals like pets in a lot of ways?
Yes, but they're going to have them in the house and just like develop a relationship with this animal. And then after the 3 weeks is up, they have to either give up meat completely or send it to a slaughterhouse. I just think this concept is, it's intense.
Yeah, that's a twist right at the end.
Because a lot of, well, meat eaters, most of them quite ignorant. They like to ignore what really goes on and how the animals are treated.
Yeah.
You want to just sit down and eat meat and not think any more of it. So they're going to test the animal's intelligence. They're going to show these people how smart animals, farm animals can be.
So, you know what? When I first heard you explaining a bit of the premise to me, I was like, oh, this is a really cool concept. But the more I hear, the more it feels like it's like a bunch of vegans that are making this show a thing.
Yeah, and what's wrong with that?
Well, it just feels a little lopsided. Like, they're going to do their best to portray the people that choose the meat as awful humans.
Yeah.
And they'll, like, find the one little sensitive spot when in filming where the animal's like looking up,
yeah,
blinking its eyes.
Well,
but they're not going to show the animal taking a dump on the floor and like.
So?
Well, I just mean it feels like it's going to be portrayed in a very lopsided way.
They're going to show some heartwarming moments between the humans and the animals. And just confronting the reality of an animal's journey from the field to your plate. Meet the family. I think it's going to be a life-changing emotional experiment for people that are watching it. I just think it's a brilliant idea. Yeah. That is like riveting television in my mind.
The only thing that I keep thinking about is how I would never go on that show because I know what would happen with my daughter. And she would be like, no, we're never eating meat again.
Uh-huh.
We're not killing that animal. And I'd have to be like, guess we're not eating meat again. Thanks, crew.
That's the point.
Yeah, I don't.
Meet the family. Can't wait to watch that.
Can't wait to not watch it.
And now, here's another terrifying episode of Terror Tales. On Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Very scary stories submitted by you at 780-784-7107. All for the rest of the month of October.
Mm-hmm.
Today's comes to us from Kelly. It says, I had awesome parents who let me sleep in the living room on weekend nights when I was very young because my sister was a light sleeper and I could stay up till dawn, so that's where they put me. Of course, I'd always end up sleeping on the couch because Nick at Night was so lit. One night, I wake up to a prickly feeling, like an instinct. I bolted up into a sitting position and stared out the front window. I grew up in an older area in Red Deer that had lots of big trees. In perfect light cast from the moon, I see a silhouette of someone in this damn tree.
What?
The family dog dashes to the window, is snarling into the glass. Terrified, I run into my parents' room and try to explain to my parents that there is a strange person outside. My dad grabbed something defensive and darted outside with the dogs to beat the wax off the hothead. I trembled in my mom's arms until dad came inside and said he saw no one and just to go to bed. So at that point, I decided to sleep in my regular bedroom.
Oh, God.
I fill my sister in as to what happened. Dad is making regular rounds in the house with a cup of coffee. We're all still, and I can finally sleep. Nope. I notice the man outside my window now. From what I can see in the moonlight, he gives me a signal and then runs away. He just turned around and ran a straight line as fast as he could away from our house. I couldn't stop crying for what felt like hours.
Kelly, that was such a good kickoff for Terror Tales 2019.
So intense. Submit your scary stories to us, 780-784-7107. We'll have another one tomorrow morning and every day up till Halloween. So I had this big plan. My daughter and I are going to get dressed up to go trick-or-treating this year. Her is Wednesday from Adam's family. Me is Uncle Fester because I'm bald and it works.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to like go to a seamstress and get them to make the costumes nice and thick so we're warm when we're trick-or-treating.
You guys are going to nail that costume. I can't wait to see photos. Every year you guys do so well.
And I thought because there's not a lot of stitch work that it wouldn't be that expensive,
right? It's a jacket. You just got to wear a long, dark jacket.
But it is expensive material to do like a thick coat and get it cut properly and sewed properly for you. So I decided, no, screw it. I'll just go the route most people go and go and get her a Wednesday costume. And then I'll grab an old jacket from Value Village.
Yeah.
So we go into the store, the Halloween store.
The pop-up shop.
And I find a nice little Wednesday costume. It's perfect. It fits her great. It's cheap. The material is see-through and will be falling apart by the end of the day,
she's
right?
She's going to have to wear a big puffy jacket over top of it when you guys are trick-or-treating.
You know what you're getting with these costumes that you can wear kind of once, and then you throw them away. They're, you know, made overseas for $1.50, the cost, and then you get charge $50 here. So that's what I paid.
$50?
Yeah, there's no like socks to go with it. There's no wig to go with it. It's just the outfit for $50.
It's a black dress with like a white collar.
Yep, that's it.
$50?
Yes, and it's not even like a nice dress. It's that thin material. Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So I'm in a kind of a bad mood that I like had to bite the bullet and pay this $50. I get to the till, whatever, set my stuff down, and the guy rings it in and then goes, would you like to donate $2 to, I don't know, other kids that need Halloween costumes? I don't know what the charity was, but do you want to donate $2? And I said, why don't you? And he said, pardon me? My daughter's looking up at me going like, Dad,
you gotta donate.
You should donate. There's
why
somebody
are these
that
prices
needs-
inflated?
And I was like, you're charging me $50 for that and you want me to donate? You guys are making hand over fist in here.
No.
You donate.
Buddy, you gotta leave that poor guy alone. Do you know what it's like to work in a Halloween store? First of all, the management is stressed because these kids get this part-time gig for a couple weeks leading up to Halloween. They work one shift. They're like, nope, and they're out. So they got to find new employees the next day because it's busy in the stores. People are throwing stuff everywhere. It's a mess in there. I personally will admit I have gone in, tried a wig on, and then thrown it. I don't know where it landed.
No, Lisa.
Oh, we all treat Halloween stores the same. There is no respect. You leave that poor guy alone. He's got to stay late. They close at 9. Sometimes they're open late till 10. Then he's got to stay till midnight picking up the wigs I threw.
Yeah, and folding the costumes and putting them back in that didn't fit. Or people are like, no way I'm paying $50 for this cheap thing.
Oh, that's the thing. You take it out of the plastic bag and you can't get it back in.
Right.
So
yeah.
You just throw it on the floor, kick it.
So
fine.
I probably shouldn't have said, why don't you pay the
$2? Poor guy.
All right, so my daughter was right. I probably should have just paid the $2. Yeah. All right, went to the content vault 6 years ago today. Lisa was fresh as a daisy around here, 23 years old. Oh, whoops. Is that kind of saying what your age is now?
I don't care. Nah. I still tell people I'm in my early 20s.
Right.
Yeah.
You were at this point.
I was. I taught you what Snapchat was.
And you came in to just, you know, kick around the studio once in a while. Got you to do a rap battle against me, as you said that you had some experience. And I think that just meant you dated a guy who was a rapper.
I did, yes.
And so he taught you how to rap a little bit?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you were fairly confident with everything when you came in here. And so we decided to do a Halloween rap battle, and that was six years ago today.
It's going to be so bad.
Yeah, it's not good.
Well, I remember starting here, and like I went into the studio to record this rap, and the producer at the time was like, who are you? I don't have time for. I got more important things to record. And he wouldn't let me like practice, so I couldn't hit the beat. But still, the lyrics are fire. Let us know what you think.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
I thought this guy knew who he was dealing with. Somebody tell this kid to move aside for a classic. You know me, old school, like costumes over winter jackets, like Eminem. I'ma be polluting the airways. Right here, stuck in the 90s like Tearaways. You sure you wanna battle? You know it's gonna end tragic. I'm sick, dude, no witch brew, but this girl's got magic. You know you can't match it. Why are you even trying to do this? You ain't got jokes, you bout as funny as Ernest. Scared stupid. But man, look at his face. Spider when it's himself the one scariest costume 8 years straight. You're the kid that got egged and his candy snatched up. They used to scream, put it back when he pulled his mask up. See, when I play Mike Myers, it's with a mask and a blade. You're just that drunk guy in crushed velvet slurring, oh, behave. All right, saw that Christmas photo with your aunts and your Grammy. Guess I could ask for your autograph since you look like you're from the Addams Family. All right, that's enough. Ryder sucks.
Ew.
Yeah,
I'm embarrassed.
You know what I find the most surprising about that?
What?
It was only a minute. It felt like 16 minutes.
Okay, but some of those burns were pretty good.
It was good. I retaliated with the same beat.
It's a Halloween rap battle between me and the squeeb. It should be easy to beat a community college dweeb. Just kidding, she didn't go to secondary school. Unless you count learning how to read at the age of 22. You're all dressed up in your Halloween gear. Well, that's a nice costume. Are you going as a steer who cries every morning when she looks in the mirror because she's not very popular among her peers?
And then it gets fairly inappropriate after that.
It's like, wait a minute. The things we used to air 6 years ago, not acceptable in 2019.
Anyway, I figured we should probably get back to the drawing board. So before Halloween, you want to do this again? Throw down?
Absolutely.
Halloween rap version 2.0. The thing is, like, you didn't know me very well at that point.
Now I know everything about you.
You still managed to burn me pretty well. I guess same back at ya.
Yeah.
other than I stalked you pretty hard online. Coming to Woman Show this weekend. Lisa's going to put me to the test to some woman-centric questions that most dudes, including myself, probably don't know. I got to do my best to battle through. You guess how many I'll get right at 780-784-7107. If you're right, you're qualified. Let's go, girls.
There are five questions, so text in how many you think Ryder will get right. All right, Ryder. Tell me the five Kardashian and Jenner daughters, starting from the oldest to the youngest.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. There are five of them.
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay.
I think I can name them all. I don't know about order.
Oldest to youngest. Go.
Khloe is the oldest. Kim is next. Hold on a second. Pass for a moment. And then Kylie and then Kendall.
That's so wrong.
Okay.
Kourtney is 36.
Oh, Kourtney.
Kim is 35. Khloe, Kendall, and then Kylie. The richest, but the youngest.
Yeah, cool.
Ryder, finish these lyrics. I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that B. Even when I'm crying crazy. Yeah, I got
girl problems, but that's the human in me.
Oh, you were so close. It's boy problems.
Ah!
So right. Zero
oh
so
for
far.
Two.
Okay. What do you call a woman who agrees to have a baby on behalf of another person?
I would say crazy.
No. Ryder.
Surrogate.
That is correct. One right so far. Which celebrity did Bieber not date?
Okay.
Kourtney Kardashian, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, or Nicola Peltz? Kourtney Kardashian, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, or Nicola Peltz?
I'm going to go with Demi Lovato.
That is correct.
Thank you. I don't even know who the last one is, but
it's only because you creep Demi Lovato and you know everything about her life.
Erday.
Last question. What do you call a single diamond set alone in a ring?
Drip. I believe that's called drip.
No.
Yeah. I know for a fact it's called drip. All jewelry is.
No, but what's the actual single diamond set called? You don't know it. It's
Wait. Now I know what it is.
What
but
is it?
I wouldn't have got that.
Solitaire.
Yeah.
Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Canadian born, blended worldwide.